The fireplace is burning bright, shining all on me. I see the presents underneath the good old Christmas tree. And I wait on light till Santa comes to wake me from my dreams. Oh, why? 'Cause that's Christmas to me. I see the children play outside like angels in the snow. While mom and daddy share a kiss under the mistletoe. And we'll cherish all these simple things wherever we may be. Oh, why? 'Cause that's Christmas to me. I've got this Christmas song in my heart. I've got the candles glowing in the dark. I'm hanging all the stockings by the Christmas tree. Oh, why? 'Cause that's Christmas to me. Oh, why? 'Cause that's Christmas to me.
I listen for the thud of reindeer walking on the roof. As I fall asleep to lullabies, the morning's coming soon.
The only gift I'll ever need is the joy of family. Oh, why? 'Cause that's Christmas to me. I've got this Christmas song in my heart. I'm hanging all the stockings by the Christmas tree. Oh, why? 'Cause that's Christmas to me. Oh, why? 'Cause that's Christmas to me. Christmas to me. I've got this Christmas song in my heart. I've got the candles glowing in the dark. And then for years to come, we'll always know one thing. That's the love that Christmas can bring. Cause that's Christmas to me.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Today is the fourth Sunday of Advent. In front of the podium, we have our Advent wreath. The wreath is made of a circle of evergreen branches laid flat to symbolize eternal life. Four candles stand in the circle, and each one represents one of the four Sundays of Advent. The first 3 weeks of Advent, we lit the purple candles to symbolize our focus on hope and faith, peace, and love. The fourth candle we light today is pink and symbolizes our focus this week on joy. The affirmation for today is, I feel joyous as I celebrate the birth of the Christ within. Will you please repeat that with me? I feel joyous as I celebrate the birth of the Christ within. Today is the culmination of the spiritual journey of Advent. We have leaned into faith, deepened in peace, and grown in love to reach this point. The renewal of the Christ within. The awareness and celebration of our divinity. This is the sweetest joy. The deepest realization that the birth we are about to celebrate is still happening within and all around us. Every time we look into one another's eyes and see beyond personality and circumstance, we behold the Christ. The joy that is quiet, the joy that fills our hearts with love and our eyes with tears, is the joy that brings us home to ourselves. That joy is ours when we touch the peace and perfection of the divine and know deep in our hearts that God is not separate from us and never was. At the end of our Advent journey, we finally arrive through faith, peace, love, and joy at the home we can never leave. We realize at the deepest level that we are in God, fully human and fully divine, and the Christ is born anew. And from Scripture, I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. John chapter 15, verse 11. Will you please repeat the affirmation with me? I feel joyous as I celebrate the birth of the Christ within. Thank you. Laura, would you please come forward and light the three purple candles and the pink candle?
Pray with me, please. Living, loving Spirit, during this Advent season, we have learned of faith, peace, love, and joy. We affirm the same faith that was in young Mary as she set out on her journey to Bethlehem. It is part of our spiritual inheritance, a very part of our being. Like Mary, we hold to our faith when the way is unclear. We release any worry, doubt, or fear, and listen to the still, small voice within. We open our hearts to divine guidance. As we quiet our thoughts and become still, the answers come. Our needs are met, and all is well. We affirm peace. We envision the birth of Jesus occurring in a setting of great peace. Our way-shower lived a life of peace, love, and compassion. We each have within us a deep well of peace. It lies at the very center of our being. Anytime we feel unsettled, anxious, or upset, we return to the abiding peace of the Christ within. We live peace, know peace, and be peace. We affirm to live love. Jesus called us to love God, love ourselves, and love each other. We are to love our enemies as well as our friends. Jesus knew that unconditional love changes lives and changes our world. Love is always calling us higher. It beckons us to expand our compassion and understanding, to treat others as we would wish to be treated. We live in love. We are radiating the essence of the Christ in us. We affirm to live in joy. We claim our joy by simply being alive. Joy is a recognition that God is good and all is well. It is the knowing that we live in an abundant universe where we are loved and blessed. We will cultivate joy by appreciating the gifts that grace us every day. We choose to focus on the good in our lives. We'll pay attention and see the joy that Jesus inspired through his life, ministry, and message was meant for us too. Faith, peace, love, and joy are the greatest gifts we could ever receive. Thank you, God, for these precious gifts. And so it is. Amen. I will now light the Advent white center candle, which is lit on Christmas Day to represent our Christ consciousness.
Savior reigns, let men fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains.
Repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy.
Reverend Kelly Asola created this candle lighting ceremony using the elements of the Christmas story. It is a way to remember the 12 powers of humankind as 12 living lights, always expressing, always unfolding. So let us begin. Blue is faith and is represented by Mary. Mary has a very special place in our hearts because she is the quintessential activity of faith. The angel Gabriel, a divine visitor, knocked on the door of her heart, asking her to do the impossible. This news brought some fear and filled her with questions. Yet the moment she stepped forward in faith and into an unknown future, she created a space within herself for infinite possibilities to be born. We light this royal blue candle to acknowledge our living light of faith. The light that calls us to forgive more fully and love more deeply. It calls each of us to be greater than we could ever have imagined.
This child that you delivered.
soon deliver you.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm the storm with his hand?
Did you know?
Light green is strength and is represented by the shepherds. In the Gospel of Luke, the shepherds are tending to their sheep when the angels appear. They are doing what they have done for generations, watching over what is precious and necessary for life. They represent the enduring, living light of strength, the power and purity of steadfast perseverance we embody as we navigate life. The shepherds are that voice within, reminding us we are not alone. We light this light green candle to acknowledge our living light of strength, the light that carries us through our joys and our sufferings. The light of strength allows us to watch over what is most precious in our own lives because we know God is everywhere present.
Yellow is wisdom and is represented by the three wise men. In the time of Jesus, the magi, or wise men, had wisdom by being in touch with another reality. When they had the vision of Jesus' birth, they chose to act on it at great risk to their own well-being. The magi represent our capacity to seek guidance and answers and to use that wisdom to create a world that works for all. We light this yellow candle to acknowledge our living light of wisdom, the light that is the link between our divine and human nature. Wisdom directs us to act as love, compassion, joy, peace, and all divine ideas, bringing the invisible world into reality. Kim, if you could light the candle.
creation story now proclaim Messiah's birth.
Pink is love and is represented by the gifts of the Magi. In the Gospel of Matthew, the gifts the wise men bring to Jesus are gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Rare, precious, and priceless in Jesus' world. The Magi traveled from faraway nations and knelt before the Christ child as a sign of love and devotion. Those gifts remind us that we are each worthy of giving and receiving the priceless gift of love and belonging. We light this pink candle to acknowledge our living light of love, the light reminding us The Christmas story heralds the birth of a person who loves selflessly. And any person who loves in this way is fully alive with the gifts of the Magi.
Purple is power and is represented by Bethlehem. In Hebrews, Bethlehem literally translates as house of bread. In early Christianity, it began to mean house of living bread, which we would call the power of truth. This power is the foundation on which we stand, infusing our words, thoughts, and deeds to transform the world. We light this purple candle to acknowledge our living light of power, the light that is the embodiment of the Christ. We leave echoes of perfection when speaking words of truth. The power of our presence in the world is the greatest gift that we can offer humanity. So we'll light the purple candle.
Singing exalted. Light blue is imagination, and it is represented by the Star of Bethlehem. In the Gospel of Matthew, the wise men were guided by the Star of Bethlehem to the newborn babe. It is their path allowing them to follow a way to the beginning of a new world. The star symbolizes our ability to imagine and envision a transformed world and follow that vision to express the Christ. We light this baby blue candle to acknowledge our living light of imagination. The light we use to create and give shape to the sacred and to the form God into what the world needs most, compassion, joy, love, courage, and peace.
God is understanding and is represented by Joseph. Joseph, husband of Mary and father of Jesus, inspires us to view through another's eyes. Joseph's character is strong and quiet, yet he has the desire to know the world in a more profound way, regardless of his challenges. We light this gold candle to acknowledge our living light of understanding, the light that is our ability to stretch and see with new eyes, taking in all that is happening, and not just with our senses, but with our hearts and our minds. The spiritual understanding leads us to knowing the peace that surpasses all human understanding. Thank you.
brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we, let all
Silver is will and is represented by the angel Gabriel. The angel Gabriel comes to Mary to let her know she will miraculously give birth to a child. Little did she know he would become a way shower for the world on how to love, give, and forgive. The word angel means messenger from God. This divine visitor knocking on Mary's heart with a message that seems impossible reminds us that our angels represent the will of our higher self, leading and calling us to forgive more fully and love more deeply. We light this silver candle to acknowledge our living light of will, the light that is our willingness to say yes to that which is calling us to be greater than we could ever imagine.
Dark green is divine order and is represented by the manger. The writer of Luke tells us that when Jesus was born, he was wrapped in cloth and laid in a manger. This is an extraordinarily humble beginning, yet this simple, often unseen, barnyard trough is a symbol for that current of spiritual law and that is ever present and always accessible. We light this dark green candle to acknowledge our living light of divine order, the light that is naturally ordered, hidden current of life we are always aligning within order and to bring forth a world in a balanced and harmonious way.
Orange is zeal and is represented by the heavenly hosts. The prophet Isaiah wrote that a child will be born, the Prince of Peace, and heavenly hosts will express the zeal of the Lord. The Gospel of Luke, the heavenly hosts ring out the song of Jesus' birth. Suddenly, there was an angel, a multitude of heavenly hosts, a truly awe-inspiring image to represent the universal force that urges us to grow and enthusiastically move forward in life. We light the orange candle to acknowledge our living light of zeal, the light that is the inward fire of the soul, passionately springing forth to manifest our Christ nature here on earth.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly, sweetly through the night, and the mountains in reply, echoing their brief delight.
Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Russet is release and is represented by the prophets and King David. In Scripture, Jesus' lineage and connection to King David are highlighted, as are the prophets who foretold the coming of a Messiah. These characters show us that while our story matters, where, who, and what we come from, they also invite us to see what we may need to let go of on our spiritual journey. We light this russet candle to acknowledge our living light of release, the light of surrendering to spirit and releasing old thoughts, feelings, and experiences that are not for our highest good. Jackie will light the russet candle.
Red is life and is represented by Jesus. Christmas comes at the darkest time of the year, the setting in which Jesus' birth stories were written. Is it any wonder that when we yearn for the rich language of light, luminous, blazing, glowing, illuminating, radiant, sparkling, shining, and brilliant. Light is deep within us as a symbol of what is most sacred, divine, and alive. It is life itself. We light this red candle to acknowledge our living light of life, which is the expression of vitality, wholeness, and creativity, as demonstrated by Jesus. His birth and life remind us, show us, that we are infused with the same divine presence he embodied and have the power and potential to express the eternal activity of God in all things and in all ways.
First Noel,
Advent is about preparation for the coming of Christ. Tomorrow, on Christmas Day, we celebrate that the time of preparing is complete. The waiting is over. It's here. The founder of the Unity Movement, Charles Fillmore, says the first coming is the receiving of truth into the conscious mind, and the second coming is the awakening and the regeneration of the subconscious mind through the Christ mind. Our personal journey follows this same path of preparation and completion. The paradox is that every completion becomes the starting point for a new revelation of God's good in our lives. We are always expanding in the ceaseless motion of spiritual evolution. We are expressions of the infinite. We will never stop growing and evolving. Christmas offers us an opportunity to rest in completion, to stop and to be grateful and aware of the gifts and qualities of the Holy Spirit that we have birthed in our lives, in our work, and in our families. This Christmas, breathe deeply and savor the blessings you have received this year and the blessing that you are. In the midst of all the activity and movement in our lives, let us take a moment to treasure up all these things and ponder them in our hearts. Luke 2:17 through 19 states, "When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these worlds and pondered them in her heart." It's time for our offertory. Time that in our service that we give our gifts, our tithes, and our offerings. Please take your offering into your hand. We know that when we tithe, it is spiritual practice. It brings us closer to the divine. Would you please say the offertory statement with me? Divine love, through me, blesses and multiplies all that I am, all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive. We'll pass the baskets around at this time. We appreciate all who tithe by sending checks in the mail, use PayPal, and gifts all the gifts you give us today in the basket. We are grateful for your time, talent, and tithing, as all three collectively keep our spiritual center thriving. Thank you. Let us pray. God, we thank you for these gifts, tithes, and offerings. We are mighty in our prosperity consciousness. We are grateful for the generosity of these givers and for their gifts that will keep our spiritual center alive and well. Our commitment is to feed souls and nourish our community. Thank you, God, and so it is. Amen.
Holy night, holy night.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you to Sarah for playing such beautiful organ music this morning. It was just so beautiful. And we have more downstairs. She is going to lead us in the sing-alongs downstairs on the Clavinova. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you to all of the readers today. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for reading for today for our service. Thank you to Shannon in our sound room. Really stretched her today. So thank you so much, Shannon, for everything. Thank you, Kim, for everything you did in getting ready for today and during the service. And thank you, everyone, for attending our very special Christmas service for today. I wish you a very blessed and merry Christmas tomorrow. I would invite all of you to come downstairs for our sing-along. It's so wonderful seeing you here this morning. And again, have a very blessed and merry Christmas. Thank you.